love New York. I may live in San Jose, but my heart belongs. I love you, but my heart belongs. In fact, it belongs in New York so much I still read in New York. I love New York so much I still follow the New York sports team. In our modern day church, time, but those of us don't realize that we are experiencing a power out in the church. Because we and our sermon series, the Holy Spirit, is designed to help us to understand who the Holy Spirit is and what the Holy Spirit does. Because when I say the word Holy Spirit, most of us are kind of a little bit confused, we're uncertain. You know, we have a lot of words, but we don't really know any exactly. So our sermon series is to help us better understand the Holy Spirit, who is awesome. Most of us know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, kind of like that here. So I talk about what the Holy Spirit of God, and the sermon series is helping us better understand God. And today I want to focus on the subject of the power of the Holy Spirit. And when we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, this is a topic that causes us to But I believe one to better understand how will also help us to better respond when the power of the Holy Spirit manifests. I'd like for us to take a look at the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 28. And it reads, in my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day he was taken up to heaven and after giving instruction to the Holy Spirit, the apostles. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convicting proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized. Then they gather around him and ask him, Lord, are you at the time going to destroy the kingdom? He said to them, it is not for you to know the time or day the Father is set by his own authority. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on, and you will be my witness in all of Judea, Samaria, and before we jump into the text, I'd like to kind of set up this text so that we kind of know where we're at. If you didn't know, I'll look it up, but that the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts are they're one book. Why? Because the Gospel of Luke really talks about the ministry of Jesus. And so when we read the Gospel of Luke, we see the main focus was the ministry of Jesus. The Book of Acts, the main character of the Book of Acts is Paul, Peter, Barnabas, the main character of the Book of Acts is the Holy Spirit. And in fact, the Book of Acts really speaks about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we begin to look at this book and we begin to see this when Luke says, listen, I'm going to tell you about what happened. And here we understand the text. Jesus has already risen from the dead, and as he's risen from the dead, he spends 40 days with his disciples. What does he do with the disciples? He eats with them, and he teaches them of this idea, and expands on this idea of the kingdom of God. That Luke specifically tells them what Jesus is spending time in explaining to them, the kingdom of God. Which is such a powerful concept, a long time to dive into, but the kingdom of God simply speaks about the rule and reign of Christ, right? That the rule and reign of Christ was in heaven, now it's coming down to earth, and now this is a beginning that's happening. And so he speaks to them about the kingdom of God, and the other part too is he also tells them, like, listen, I'm about to leave. And I can only imagine the thoughts of the disciples when Jesus comes again, oh no. He's saying he's going to leave again. What are we going to do? I mean, here it is. Jesus rose from the dead. I mean, he's got the scars of moving. I mean, imagine what the disciples think. He's saying, how cool it was if we were rolling with Jesus back into Jerusalem and he shows, hey, I'm alive. Wouldn't that be cool? It would be. made of. We still have something to do. Right? We're not lost. But Jesus says, listen, I'm about to leave. And the reason I'm going to leave is because I gotta go to the Father's place, and I will return, but before I return, the Holy Spirit's gonna come. And if I don't leave, the Holy Spirit's not gonna come. And he tells us, like, listen, you need to wait for the Holy Spirit to come. Because when the Holy Spirit comes, it's gonna be some amazing things, and you're gonna realize what happened. Because at this point, the disciples still don't get it. Because they go, they're saying to themselves, oh, are you gonna bring Israel back to its glory days? And I'm sure Jesus is gone.
Right, big difference.
one means that it resides in us. The other one means it comes on us and it leaves. So when Paul says, when Luke writes that when this power of the Holy Spirit comes, there will be this power that comes and then it leaves. For the sake of what reason? And so therefore we have to look at this and these nine gifts. What are these nine gifts? The power. They're really divided into three groupings. The first grouping is what I call the gift or the power of revelation. And revelation means the field that is in. Right? And so the nine scriptures are the three groupings and the three gifts of this of gifts of revelation is this: a word of wisdom, knowledge, discerning spirit. Those are abilities that come to you for a specific time to witness God's kingdom and peace. Right? The other one is what we call the power of the gift of healing, the gift of signs and wonders, the gift of faith, the power that goes extraordinary, like the happiness of God outside of us. The other one is what I call the power gift of vocal. Right. Speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues, but these are the nine gifts when the Holy Spirit comes upon a person, fills a person, receives the power, right. And so I don't want to get too much into it. But in order for us to understand that, then we are given the power of the Holy Spirit that manifests when we are a witness for God's kingdom. Now, you and I, what that tells us is that when we are a witness for God's kingdom, the Spirit will come. But, let's be honest, have you ever experienced the power of the Holy Spirit, a supernatural ability that comes upon you for a specific time and a specific purpose, often in the context of being well, most of us would say, and the reason why, probably no, is to be honest, we're really not being a witness to God's kingdom. Being a witness to God's kingdom, but when we have this mandate, we don't have to trust in our own abilities. We don't have to trust in our own skills. We don't have to trust in our own words. The Holy Spirit will give us extraordinary supernatural abilities. And the reason why most of us probably do not experience that, because in order for us to experience the manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit, first and foremost, we have to be available. We have to be available. If we're not being available to be a witness to God's kingdom, don't expect the Holy Spirit to come. Don't expect the Holy Spirit's filling to come. Don't expect the Holy Spirit's power to come on you if we're not going to be a witness. I mean, how is Christianity 101? If God did not force Adam and Eve to obey us, why would God force us to obey him? What that tells us is that God is not in the business of forcing. God is in the business of inviting to respond to us. That basically means that God will not force any single one of us to be a witness for his kingdom. But God invites. And so the power of the Holy Spirit will not manifest in you if we're not available a witness. And to be a witness simply means to testify what God is doing, or what God is about to do, or what is right here now. You're a Christian or not a Christian. Right? Because so if we read the book of Acts, chapter 2, we see that when the Holy Spirit comes, it takes place. And in Acts chapter 2, we see that they are a witness to God's kingdom when they gather together, because they saw many signs and wonders. And then you see, and they engage, not Christians, there were many, not the ones, were not available where, you know what posture was put up to the Holy Spirit? You're not welcome. Not here, not today. Okay, come on, no contact, no come, do not enter. But even when we make ourselves available, there needs to be another thing that takes place. And that is the restoration. Because unless we're willing to surrender to what the Holy Spirit needs, the power will manifest. Because then we're going to try to be a witness on our own power and ability. And quite often, I think that's how we try to be led. When we talk to people based on our own skills and how to communicate, what knowledge we know, what knowledge we know, and sometimes we try to use a common guess. Yeah. But that's just to elevate how strong we are and how smart we're not. And how true we feel about it, and how not true we feel. That has nothing to do with how our God will give us anything about it, that has nothing to do with ourselves. And so, if we want to be a witness to God's kingdom, not only do we need to be available, but we also need to be able to learn. Because when we talk about the fullness of the Holy Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Spirit simply means to yield control to the Holy Spirit. That's what we need to do. To allow the Holy Spirit to take over our lives, to allow the Holy Spirit to take control, to rule, to guide us. Now, I know that there are many schools of thought, and there are one school of thought with the Holy Spirit, especially the miraculous of the Holy Spirit. They don't exist anymore. They believe that these nine miraculous gifts of the Holy Spirit ceased to exist when the Apostle John died. That's the theological thought. And there are many of us who actually hold on to that. I just let you know, if you hold on to that, it's kind of the wrong person. Why do I say that? Because as the Christian Missionary Alliance, we believe in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We believe that they're fully active and available to all believers. Because this is our position. Not only do we believe that they're fully present and available and still active today, but we are pursuing them. Not with an agenda. To actively pursue to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our life as well. Because we believe that God is at work with us, and He's inviting us to be a witness. And a lot of times, in order for us to witness, what we really are, which is a conduit for the power of God to take place. A conduit simply means that we're the middleman or the middle person. That when God wants to speak to a person, God may choose to use us to speak on his behalf. That God, when God wants to demonstrate power, that God will choose us to be on his behalf. Now, if we're not available and we're not willing to surrender, people are not willing to come to God. And so when we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, we're talking about the supernatural belief that the Holy Spirit gives to us for the sake of being a witness. That God is at work in the world. That God is doing something in your life. God is doing something in the lives of other people. The lives of people in the world. And that is one of the blessings. And sometimes when we're a witness for that, God gives us natural ability to come to the Holy Spirit that manifests itself in us. And when that happens to us, and when we're witness to them, and when we think about this, it's strange. But you and I, we have this given nothing. And to be a witness doesn't mean to be dependent on our own ability, right? You know, it would be a very smart people. But you and I will never be able to do work that the Holy Spirit needs. The Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes, I don't know if any of you have ever experienced that. This week, as I was preparing my sermon, by the way, I usually put my, I sit down on Friday morning God gives me a word to do with you, and I'm going to get up and I'm telling you what God is doing. Come on, man.
Touch, whether it be in God's choice, go all the way in with it, God knows that somebody much smarter to go out and blow something up.